You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
This morning we are speaking with Mabingo, who is currently doing a PhD in dance studies, where he teaches courses in East African dance and drumming. Good morning to you,
Good
Mabingo.
Morning, Hannah.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Always my pleasure. Thank you for hosting me this morning.
That's all good. I am really excited to learn a little bit about what you are studying, and I thought it would be great if you could kind of tell us how you were first introduced to the world of African dance.
Well, do I even remember? I'm not so sure, but I can share with you, you know, my history, because this is part of my history and heritage. You know, we grew up dancing, we grew up singing, and we grew up, you know, creating children's songs and games and so on and so forth. But before even we start engaging in dance as children, our mothers dance when they're expecting us.
Really?
And they do sing. So we believe that we make contact with music and dance long before we are born, and we are just, you know, ushered into that world when we land on, you know, this planet Earth. So my roots in traditional dance and music goes way, way back.
So it's really a part of you.
It's part of me. It's part of us. It becomes a habit.
Yeah.
It becomes a practice. It becomes a tradition. And it becomes that kind of part of the world view that forms our cosmology and our ontology, who we are and how we see ourselves and how the world sees us.
So what is the importance of dance to you, and kind of what kind of importance do you want it to have for other people?
No, I think every person engages with dance, only that they're not conscious about it. Mm. Tell me any community without dance. Tell me any event without dance. Tell me any celebration without dance.
We love it.
I can't. Yeah, that tells you the importance, you know, of dance. And so for me, I believe that it has that power, that potency to communicate to the mind, to the soul, to the body in ways that all languages cannot.
Mm. And what is your PhD looking at specifically?
My PhD looks at traditional dance pedagogy, the teaching and learning procedures and processes and philosophies of dances from my country, Uganda. And I'm looking at how these processes and procedures and experiences are informed by the philosophy of Ubuntu. Mm. The philosophy of Ubuntu is an African worldview. It defines and determines the way we see the world and the way we interact with it. And to translate it in English, it is, I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. A person is a person because of other people, and other people are people because of the different persons.
My goodness.
That is the philosophy. So I'm trying to locate that philosophy within the traditional dance pedagogic practices. And the idea here is to articulate and illuminate the philosophical, intellectual, theoretical, and conceptual foundations that inform the ways in which our dances are learned and they are taught. And the aim, the broader aim, is to bring that knowledge into the global academy and to start discourses and conversations that will attract more attention in terms of research, in terms of scholarship, in terms of documentation into our traditional dance and music forms and norms and practices.
So you're looking a lot at like different theories and stuff, but are you also doing a lot of performance with your dance? Are you actually doing like dance movement and stuff like that?
Yes, you have to interact with movement. You can't run away from movement. You can't run away from its attendant music. So in this research, when I talk about pedagogy and teaching and learning processes and how teachers engage, you know, in those processes and how learners participate in those, you know, encounters and experiences, I'm really looking at what is done, kinesthetical as we call it in dance, by the body, but I'm also looking at what are the philosophies, what is the mindset behind the movement, or what I call the software behind the hardware. The hardware being the body and the movement, and the software being those philosophies and theories and different ways of knowing, thinking and being and becoming that inform that action.
And you were briefly talking a little bit off air about kind of where hip-hop music may have originated from and other dancers, because I was asking you, like, I suppose you were saying if you know these dancers, then you know what a little bit about what East African or African dancers. Can you, like, explain that a little bit? I just thought it'd be interesting to know.
Dance is like a baby that always moves with migrants. They have it at the back, dance and music. When we migrate, we migrate with our, you know, cultures, and we migrate with our musics, and we migrate with our dances. And so in South America, North America, because of, you know, the historical patterns of migration, you have this kind of flow of different dance traditions and dance practices, you know, from Africa to those different spaces and those different parts of the world. And within the contemporary dance forms, you know, be it hip hop, be it, you know, samba, you know, from Brazil and other dance forms, you see those influences because of that kind of migratory link of people from Africa, you know, to those different parts of the world.
And you've worked a lot in different parts of the world, like Africa, the US, Europe, Australia, the Caribbean, New Zealand. Like, you've travelled around everywhere. And what has working in these different cultures brought your work?
I think that's a very good question. One is I've come to appreciate that all cultures have something to offer. And because cultures are made up of individuals, the different individuals, those diversities, have a lot to offer to us as, you know, human beings. Because, you know, if you look at our civilizational progression as Homo sapiens, it's out of these different forms of interactions that we've been able to make progress. Picasso got ideas, you know, from African art, you know, artistic experiences, and became great in Europe. So for me, I've learned, you know, a lot working, you know, with people from different communities, and I've made, you know, endeavors to also share and contribute through workshops, through choreography, through performances, through lectures, you know, and other forms of presentation. And so my strong belief and philosophy is that dance and music have this power to create bridges of, you know, joy, of respect, you know, of connection, other than, you know, creating, you know, walls of mistrust and walls of, you know, division and suspicion. So that is the key lesson that I've learned working with, you know, people, students, and different communities across these different continents.
Because there definitely can be that idea that people can have where they think that they can't understand something or appreciate something because, say, they're not from that culture. So it's kind of, yeah, just breaking down those barriers, those walls, those ideas that we can't, yeah.
It dissolves, you know, dissolves boundaries. And, you know, dance and music, unlike language, where you have to step back and then listen and go and look for a translator, the language of dance lies in our ability to capture those corporeal and kinesthetic images and energies, you know, and essences, and we translate them and personalize them, or, you know, personify them. So there is that kind of ability and power to just, you know, make that connection immediately, enter into that new world, enter into that new culture, enter into that, you know, new technique or new tradition. And so there is that kind of possibility that dance and music offer to different, you know, individuals who come from different cultures and societies to access different alien or foreign experiences.
Well, thank you so much, Mbingo, for coming in this morning and talking to us about your PhD and also about African dance in general. I mean, it's been really great to like learn a little bit more and have a bit more insight into different cultures and just dance and music in general, and also like the power of it. And yeah.
Yeah, thank you for hosting me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.